It is a joy to see that the Lord works in this area.
实在非常欢喜快乐看到神的大能在这个地方动工。
And it is especially joyful when we realize that we become part of the history of this church.
更加让我们高兴的是我们成为今天成为这个教会历史的一部分。
Chaobing mentioned that it was 18 years ago that the church leaders saw the vision to build a church right at this site.
刚刚张长老跟我们介绍在18年前教会的领袖有这样一个意向有这样一个看见要在这个地方建立这个教会。
And it was another 18 years ago that 13 people started this church.
然后在另外的18年前有13个人在麻州的地方开始了这个教会。
36 years ago, we had 13 people. 18 years ago, we had 400.
36年前，这个教会有13个人。18年前有400个人。
Today, we have about 1,000.
今天我们大概有1,000个人。
God used 13 people to start this church, and God used 400 people to start this building. What is God going to use 1,000 people for?
当年神用13位弟兄姐妹开始这个教会，再来神用400位弟兄姐妹建立了这个堂会。今天我们要思考神怎么样用1,000个人做怎么样的工作。
It must be very difficult to imagine 18 years ago when brothers and sisters took on a $3.5 million project.
有时候很难想象，在18年前400位弟兄姐妹。担起了一个300多万美金的这个建堂的工作。
I did a quick calculation in my head, and if inflation had been for the past 18 years 5%, then the cost today would have been $7 million.
我很快做了一个计算，如果从18年前到今天，每年的通货膨胀率是5%的话，今天这个教堂大概要700万才能够完成。
But we all know living in Boston, the real estate actually rises much faster. A 7% may be a very conservative estimate, and that would put us $10 million.
其实我们知道在波士顿这个地区，这个房地产这个涨价的这个速度比一般的通货膨胀还来得快。如果把这样的算在因素算在里面的话，今天这个教堂大概要超过1,000万才能够盖起来。
So what is God calling 1,000 people here today to do?
我们要思考的是，今天神对这1,000个人叫我们在这里做什么样的工作？
After 18 or 15 years, the building debt is finally paying off.
经过了15、18年，我们这个教会的这个债券，我们所负债终于可以还清。
I can't imagine the sacrificial giving that those brothers and sisters had put up with.
我实在很难想象弟兄姐妹所参与的牺牲的奉献。
Perhaps they didn't even know whether they would be able to carry it through.
实在很难想象他们会不会觉得能够把这样的债务能够还清。
But by the grace of God, we do.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们达成了这个任务。
Everything will come to an end.
所有事情都会结束。
As difficult as situations might be,
不管这个情况看起来多困难，
they will come to an end.
都会结束。
Whether it's financial difficulties, whether it's relational difficulties, whether it is job difficulties, they all will come to an end.
不管是经济上面的困难，人际上面的挑战，以及工作上面的困难，有一天都会结束。
In fact, from the passage we read this morning, it says that Everything, all things, will come to an end.
实在就是我们今天刚刚所念的经文，万物都的结局都会来到。
With that in mind, the Apostle Peter encouraged us to think in three areas.
在这样的背景下面，使徒彼得鼓励我们朝着三个方向去思考跟工作。
Number one, we are to pray.
第一，我们要祷告。
Number two, we are to love.
第二，我们要彼此相爱。
And number three, we are to serve.
第三，我们要服侍神。
To Towards the end of that passage, Peter said that to him be the glory and the power forever and ever.
在这段的最后, 彼得说, 原来荣耀全能都是他的, 直到永永远远。
Amen. Just a little bit before that, he says that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
在这个以前, 他所说的, 是叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。
The purpose God has called us today is that Jesus Christ may be lifted up before the whole world.
神今天呼召我们一个很大的目的, 就是使得耶稣基督的名能够在世界上面被高举。
We are to live our life for Him.
我们是为主而活,
through praying, loving, and serving.
也是靠着我们刚刚所讲的, 我们的祷告, 我们的彼此相爱, 以及我们的服事。
As I was preparing, I came across a Bible scholar who described this passage as the marks of a strong church.
在我准备这段经这段讲到的时候, 我看到一个神学家其实在他怎么样来描述这段经文呢? 他其实说这段经文是很能够来一个适当的这个题目呢, 是一个很强壮的教会的象征。
So the marks of a strong church is to pray, to love, and to serve.
一个很强壮的一个教会的记号, 其实就是, 祷告, 彼此相爱, 以及服事。
In praying, we acknowledge, we affirm the lordship of Jesus Christ.
在祷告的时候, 我们重新的肯定耶稣是我们的主。
In loving, we build up the body of Jesus Christ.
我们彼此相爱, 我们就建立, 基督的身体。
And in serving, we extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
在我们服事的时候, 我们使得神的国度能够拓展。
This is our vision.
这个就是我们的意向。
That Christ may be lifted up.
我们的意向就是耶稣基督的名被高举。
Let's look closer into the text, verse 7.
我们更仔细的来看今天的经文, 我们来看第七节。
Peter said, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
彼得在这里指导我们说, 你们要谨慎自守,警醒祷告。
One of the preconditions that we can pray is that we are clear-minded and we are self-controlled.
能够祷告, 以前的一个条件是什么? 是我们要谨慎自守。
To be clear-minded is to have a sober attitude and to be aware of what's going on around us.
而且还是要警醒,警醒就是说我们要脑袋很清楚,要知道我们周围发生着什么样的事情。
To be self-controlled is to be calm and circumspect.
我们要自守的话,就是要很安静,要很安稳,能够很平静,而且能够自省。
It is under those circumstances that we can pray genuinely.
只有在这样的一个情况之下, 我们才能够清心的, 很诚实的来祷告。
Oftentimes we get distracted in the hustle and bustle of this world.
许多时候我们在这个繁忙的世界里面, 我们的注意力被分散。
Probably among our English speaking people, you are very familiar with a person named Yogi Berra.
在我们, 英语堂的会众里面, 或许, 大家很熟悉一位, 人物, 叫做Yogi Berra.
My wife loves funny stories, and she especially loves some of the quotes of Yogi Berra.
我太太很喜欢一些很有趣的一些故事, 那有一个有关Yogi Berra的一个故事呢, 她特别喜欢。
Some of the sayings of Yogi Berra include, no one goes to that restaurant anymore because it is too crowded.
他有一句名言就是说, 大概没有人再会再去那个, 餐馆了, 因为里面已经太人太多了。
So it seemed to make sense, but it doesn't, actually is very contradictory.
看起来好像有点道理, 但实际想一想的话, 只有很多矛盾在里面。
And then another one he often said is, when you come to the fork in the road, just take it.
另外一个是说, 你来到一个三岔路的时候呢, 你就是往前走就对了。
And then another one that often people quote is, it ain't over until it is over.
另外一个 常被引用的就是说，事情还没有解决，一直 等到它解决的时候。
Many people know Yogi Berra as a funny person.
许多人对 Yogi Berra 的印象就是说他是个很有趣的人。
But not too many people know that he is also a very famous baseball player.
但是很多人可能忘记了，他是个很有名的一个棒球球员。
In fact, he played for the New York Yankees.
他是纽约洋基队的的球员。
We are happy here in Boston, even though the Red Sox didn't get into playoff further. Neither are the Yankees.
我们今天在波士顿很高兴，可能不是因为我们没有办法在季后赛更进一步，而是因为洋基队也同样没有办法再进一步。
48 years ago during the World Series,
48年前的网球这个棒球的冠军赛
，It was between New York Yankees.And the Milwaukee Braves.
是纽约的洋基队对这个 Milwaukee 的勇士队。
Yogi Berra was the catcher of the New York Yankees.
这个 Yogi Berra 呢是洋基队的这个捕手。
In fact, he played so well that he received 3 years MVP award.
他打得非常的好，所以连续三年他都是联盟的最有价值的球员。
He was funny outside the field. He was funny in the field.
他在这个球队里面非常的有趣，他在这个球队外面，在一般的生活里面也是非常的有趣。
Oftentimes on the field, he would use his funny remarks to encourage his colleagues or distract the other team members.
在打球的时候呢，他就用他有趣的那些说的话语呢，来鼓励他的队友，也是来分散他的这个对手的这个注意力。
So during that World Series,
所以在那一年的这个冠军赛
，the Milwaukee Braves, the batter is by the name of Hank Aaron.
这个 Milwaukee 这个对手的这个在那场有一个很有名的这个球员叫做 Hank Aaron 要上来做打击。
And of course, Yogi Berra was standing right behind him, maybe about 3 feet.
因为 Yogi Berra 是捕手，所以他就站在那个打击的这个人的这个后面三尺之内，非常的靠近。
And then Yogi said to Hank,
那 Yogi 呢就对这个 Hank 说一些话。
Say Hank,
他就说 Hank,
look, you are supposed to hold the bat, be able to look at the label.
你拿着这个，他就说好 Hank, 你要打球的时候，你看着这个球棒哈，你要看到那个球棒上面那个商标。
And Hank Aaron just ignore him.
Hank Aaron 就不理他。
And then the next pitch came.
好，那另外一个球就投过来。
Hank Aaron just hit it, and then he hit it way out to the left field.
他就打了一个全垒打。
And he walked around, and then came back to the home base.
那他当然就围绕那个这个一垒、二垒、三垒，又回到本垒。
And then he said to Yogi Berra.
然后他就对 Yogi Berra 说
，Yogi, I don't come here to look at labels. I come here to play ball.
他就说我来是要打球的，我不是来看说商标在哪里。
Hank Aaron and the Milwaukee Braves went on to win the World Series that year.
在那年 Hank Aaron 跟他的球队就赢了美国的冠军赛。
And Hank Aaron is the holder of the most home run, 755 home runs. He's still holding that record now.
可能大家也都知道 Hank Aaron 是这个美国的棒球打全垒打的这个个记录的保持者，他在他的生涯里面一共打了755个全垒打。
Oftentimes in life we get distracted.
在我们人生里面，我们许多时候被分散了我们的注意力。
And forgetting what we are here for.
我们实在也忘记了我们在这里是为什么，我为什么会在这里。
To Hank Aaron, for him, it is to play ball, not to look at labels.
对于 Hank Aaron 来讲，他到球场里面就是要去打球，不是要去看那个商标在哪里。
For us Christians, it is not to live for our satisfaction.
对于基督徒来讲，这个就不是我们在世界上面的目的，也不是满足我们人生的期望。
We are to live for God.
我们是为主而活。
Peter says, be clear-minded and be clear-minded and self-control so that you can pray.
彼得在这里提醒我们要谨慎自守警醒祷告。
I can never forget 30 years ago when I had a chance to travel to Philadelphia.
30年前有一次我要到费城去。
I just finished my freshman year and some families took me out to Philadelphia for a trip.
我那个时候刚念完大学一年级，然后有一些招待我的家庭带我到费城去。
And on our way, we stopped by Paradise, Pennsylvania.
我们在半路上面在宾州的一个城叫 Paradise.
And there we went on to visit a lady by the name of Christiana Tsai.
我们在那边去探访一位姐妹，她叫做蔡淑娟。
Some of us may not be familiar with her. She is one of the most prominent figures in the early 20th century.
许多人可能不认识她。 但是他在20世纪的早期是一个非常有名的一位人物。
Later on, she became blind more than half her life.
他后来失去了他的视力，他看不见东西。Mostly
blind, she can see barely.
没有完全的瞎，但是可以只看到一些影像。
But she could not possibly face any kind of light, so she lived in a dark chamber.
他没有办法看到光，所以呢，他就要住在一个完全黑暗的房间里面。But
even when she couldn't read, when she couldn't get up, she would often ask people to read her the current news.
虽然他不能够站起来，不能够自己读东西，但是他也常常要求他周围的人把这个旁边的当时的新闻念给他听。News
of the world, news of God's kingdom, His church. Advancement and so on.
包括世界上面发生的事情，包括他教会所发生的事情，世界教会的需要，他都知道。
She said, "I need to know this in order that I can pray intelligent."
他说，为什么我要知道这些东西呢？就是让我可以能够很警醒的、很清楚的为这些事情来祷告。
One of the scholars says that those who know the contour of history are able to assess the significance of the present.
曾经有学者这样谈过，是说那些可以去评估这个历史中间所发生所有的事情，才能够了解今天的所有的事件。
I'll repeat, those who know the contours of history are able to assess the significance of the present.
再讲一次。 在那些可以去了解过去历史中间所发生的所有弯曲、所有的转弯的事情，才能够了解今天在我们周遭所发生的事件。What
is the significance of our present now?
是我们今天周围所发生的事件究竟有什么样的意义？
Furthermore, the scholar says their sensible and alert thinking is to be used for prayer, for entreating God to act and move in the time that still remains.
这些我们很警醒的思考，我们能够很了解我们周围所发生的事情，帮助我们可以在神面前警醒的祷告。One
of the mark of a strong church is prayer.
一个很强壮的教会的一个特征就是祷告。In
praying, we affirm the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
在我们祷告的时候，我们再次肯定耶稣是我们的主。
Peter went on to say in verse 8, he says that above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins.
彼得再下去是说，你们要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
In verse 9, he went on to give an example, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
在第九节，他给我们一个实际的例子，就是说要互相款待，不发怨言。The
second mark of a strong church is love.
一个很强壮的教会，第二个特征就是彼此相爱。Now
verse 8, scholars debate what does it mean that love covers over a multitude of sins.
在第八节里面，圣经的学者花了许多的时间来了解辩论，爱能遮掩许多的罪究竟是什么意思。
Does that mean that love, when we carry it out, it atones a multitude of sins?
是不是说我们只要彼此相爱，就能够赎回许多的罪？
And of course, if we read the Bible, it is not consistent with the Bible's teaching.
但是如果这样的解释的话，好像跟圣经其他的经文不很一致。
A more likely explanation of this verse is that love forgives over a multitude of sins.
所以一个比较好的解释可能是说，爱使我们能够饶恕、宽恕许多的罪。
Especially when we look back, this verse is quoting from Proverbs 10:12.
特别我们能够了解。这句其实是从箴言第 十章第十二节那边来的。
He says, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs.
在箴言第十章第十二节是这样说，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
So by loving, we overcome, we overlook some of the wrongs, all of the wrongs.
所以爱使我们能够胜过，使我们能够忘记一切的过犯。
Scott McKnight, he said that there are people in our church with whom we have disagreement. How do we respond lovingly to these people?
有一个人叫做 Scott McKnight, 他曾经讲过这样一句话，在教会里面我们一定有意见不一样的地方，但是我们怎么样在这样的情况之下彼此的相爱，彼此的接待。
He asked five questions.
他问了五个问题。
Do we ignore them so as to avoid conflict?
我们好，第一个，我们是不是就是说忽略他们，完全视而不见，使得呢教会中间没有纷争。
Secondly, do we gossip about them so as to strengthen our ego and damage their reputations?
还是我们在背后这个传很多的传言？使得呢我们的这个自我的形象能够建立，同时呢也打击对方的这个形象。
Or are we to seek them out as to create reconciliation?
第三，还是说我们主动的去跟意见不合的人来沟通，来交通，来希望取得在主里面的一个和谐。
Do we speak kindly to them and of them?
第四，我们是否是对他们讲话的，跟他们沟通讲话的时候是非常的和善，而且在别人面前、别人之后来描述他们的时候，也同样的和善。
Finally, do we pray for them?
最后，我们是否为他们祷告
？I think we all know the answer, the expected answer to be.
我想我们都知道标准答案。
But that's not going to be easy.
但是不是很容易能够执行的一件事情。
And Peter recognized that it is not going to be easy.
彼得在这里其实也了解这样的事情，这样的工作并不容易。
That's why Peter said, love each other deeply.
所以彼得在这里是说，你们要很切实的，要很深的彼此相爱。
The word deeply in the original language carries out a meaning, a picture that it is stretched out.
在这个很深的切实相爱的原文，其实是有深到是说，好像是要把这个爱要把它拉得很紧，拉得很开的样子。
Like a rubber band, you stretch it out.
好像一个橡皮圈，把我们就像一个橡皮圈被拉得很紧，拉得很长。
A rubber band has its own stable state.
一个橡皮圈有它最稳定的一个状态。
A rubber band has its own comfortable state.
他是在那样的状态之下是最舒服。
We have our own comfortable state.
我们每一个人都有我们一个很舒服的状态。
But we are to love one another deeply. We are to stretch ourselves.
但是我们要这里给我们的教导是，我们要彼此相爱，相爱到一个程度是我们离开了我们被张开了，离开了那样的一个舒服的一个状态。
Someone else used a more modern term, saying that we have to go all out.
这个有人用一个更现代的这个词语的话，就是说我们要完全的投入，完全的往前。
Like a sportsman or a a race car driver, you go all out.
就像这个运动场里面的运动员，或者是赛车场上面的赛车手，就是用全部的精力、全部的体力往前冲。
Love will be stretched by the demand made on it.
因为有这样彼此相爱的需求，我们就必须要有这样的被张开、被拉开这样的一个状态。
During the Second World War,
在二次大战的时候
，The Nazi occupied Poland.
这个德国的纳粹占领了波兰
，and persecuted and arrested many of the Jews they can find.
他们在那里就加害跟这个逮捕了许多的这个犹太人。
But there was a Christian family by the name of Ten Boom. They hit the Jews.
但是在波兰就有一个基督徒的家庭叫做他姓 Ten Boom， 他就是开放他的家庭去把这个犹太人呢把他们藏起来。
For that reason, later on they were arrested and put in concentration camp.
就是因为这样的缘故，所以 Ten Boom 这个家庭呢也被逮捕，放到集中营里面。
Two of the daughters went on, and one died in the concentration camp, and one lived on.
在家庭里面有两个女儿，一个在集中营里面就去世了，另外一位呢能够生存下来。
The one who died was a more devoted Christian.
在家庭里面死去那一位其实是更投入更认真的一位基督徒。
But by dying, she passed her faith to her younger sister, Corrie Ten Boom.
但是那位姐姐这样的经历，就虽然她去世了。但是他把这样的负担，把这样的服侍的活带到传给他的妹妹，叫做 Corrie。
Corrie Ten Boom after the Second World War became an itinerant preacher, preach about God's love and God's forgiveness.
在二次大战以后，这位 Corrie 姐妹就成为一位旅行布道的布道家，到处的去传讲神的福音。
But in 2 years, she faced a big challenge.
但是在二次大战结束之后的两年。他面临一个很大的挑战。
She was preaching in Munich, Germany.
他在德国慕尼克要带领一个聚会。
After she preached on forgiveness, a man came forward to talk to her.
他在台上讲要彼此接待、彼此宽恕这样的一个信息。讲完之后，有一个男人走到台前来要跟他讲话。
And he said, "Miss Ten Boom, do you recognize me?"
他就问他说。Ten Boom 小姐，你认识我吗？
And Corrie Ten Boom looked at him, she recognized that he is the captor and put him and treated them very badly in the concentration camp.
然后 Ten Boom 一看到这个人，想一下，终于了解到是说，这个就是当年抓他全家，把他们放到集中营，给他们很多的虐待那样的一位军人。
And the man said,Corrie, I have become a Christian. I know God has forgiven me. Will you forgive me?
然后那位先生说，我现在是一个重生得救的基督徒，我相信神已经饶恕了我，你可以饶恕我吗？
Corrie looked at him.
这位Corrie 小姐看着他。
All the memories came back.
这些悲惨的经验一幕一幕在他的脑海里面出现。
Can I forgive him? Can I? My sister and I suffer so much. Can I forgive him?
我真的可以饶恕他吗？我等于是家破人亡，我姐姐就在集中营里面去世，我可以饶恕他吗？
But by the grace of God, Corrie later on stretched out her hand to touch that of the man.
但是靠着神的恩典， Corrie 伸出手来按在这个男人的身上。
Love can be stretched.
爱是可以被张得很紧的。
And love is to be stretched.
爱其实也需要被绷得很紧。
In order that the body of Christ may be built up.
只有这样子，也是这样子，这个神的这个基督的身体，就是教会，可以得到建立。
Peter goes on to talk about the third mark of a strong church.
再来，彼得提到一个很健全的教会第三个象征。
Verse 10 it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
第四章的第十节， 个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Each one should use whatever gift he has received. I'm sorry. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides.
十一节，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。
So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
The third mark of a church is to serve, is to build up, extend the kingdom of God.
这个一个健全的教会，第三个特征就是彼此的服侍，建立教会。
Gifts are not given so that believers can boast or congratulate themselves on their abilities.
我们的服侍，我们的奉献，我们的摆上，其实不是为了我们能够在神面前能够自夸说啊，我做了该做的事情。
They are given so that we can serve others.
神给我们恩赐，使我们可以彼此的服侍。
And each one of us may be given different gifts.
我们在座的每一个人，可能给神给我们的恩赐都不一样。
But we are to use it to serve others and drawing strength from the Lord.
但是呢，我们要把这些恩赐用在彼此服侍上面，我们也是从神那边来得到更多的恩赐。
By serving, we extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
因为这样的服侍，我们可以使神的国度得以扩展。
God has given us this church many gifts.
神给我们的教会许多许多的恩赐。
Often people say that a lot of talents in this church are not being fully utilized.
许多人好像这样说过，在教会里面好像很多很多的恩赐，这个教会很多的恩赐好像没有完全的被使用。
And on this anniversary date, we also thank God for the gift, the physical gift of this building.
在这个我们36周年的堂庆的时候，我们要为我们谢谢上帝给我们这样的一个美好的建筑物。
What are the gifts given for?
那这些恩赐，神把他们摆在我们中间，为的是什么
？Not for us to boast, but it is for others.
不是为了我们能够在神面前自夸，而是我们能够在我们的服事上面更有能力。
It is to extend the kingdom of God.
是要使得这个天国，这个神的国度能够扩展。
We are the biggest Mandarin-speaking church in Greater Boston.
在大波士顿地区，我们教会是讲国语的教会里面最大的。
We started 36 years ago. 13 people had the vision.
36年前，13位弟兄姐妹有这样的意向。
18 years ago.400 people had the vision to build this church.
18年前，400位弟兄姐妹也有不一样的意向，他们的意向是要建立这样一个建筑物，这样一个礼拜堂。
What is our vision for the next 18 years?
我们这群人对于未来18年的意向又是什么
？Is it going to be a bigger building?
是我们有一个更大的建筑物吗
？More people?
更多的人吗
？Perhaps.
Yeah, 或许。
But as I became a full-time minister.
但是我成为一个全时间的传道人以后，
I thought more about the role this church can play in God's kingdom.
我更想到的是，这个教会在神的国度里面究竟扮演怎么样的角色。
This church has a history of sending out missionaries.
这个教会其实有很长的历史，是差派宣教士到外面去宣道。
And we are to continue to do that.
我们要继续这样的工作。
Locally, we are to reach out to others.
在我们周围，就在这样我们的社区，我们是也要去了解，也要去伸出手来接触我们的邻舍。
For my ordination, I wrote 3 papers. One of them is about ministry philosophy.
在我自己按牧的过程中间，我写了3篇的文章，有一篇是我对于牧会的看法。
Half of it talk about how we are to use biblical principles to build up the body of Christ.
在那篇的报告，那篇的文章里面，我花了一半的篇幅来谈到是说我们怎么样来建立 怎么样用圣经的原则来建立教会。
And towards the end, I talk about how this church can extend the kingdom of God.
在那篇报告的最后，我谈到是神可以怎么样用这个教会来拓展神的国度。
After a year, year and a half, it is still my conviction.
在安牧一年多以后，这个还是我坚信的信念。
There are two foci of our mission.
在我们的福音施工，我们的差传施工里面有两个重点。
One, there are so many students and scholars coming to Boston to study. We are indebted to them to bring the gospel to reach out to them.
第一是波士顿地区每年有许多的学生，有许多的学者来到这里参与这个继续他们的学业，或者是来做更多的研究。我们欠他们福音的债。
As Chaobing mentioned briefly, that the MIT group now is slowly flourishing.
刚刚张长老对我们的报告就是谈到是说，在 MIT 的查经班越来越兴旺。
By God's grace, the Young Professional Fellowship now they are reaching to the students in Brandeis.
也是同样靠着神的恩典，我们的社青团契也把福音的触角伸到 Brandeis 大学里面。
Last month in MIT orientation, we had 40 people.Came to the orientation.
在九月新生开学的时候 ，MIT 的查经班有这样的一个新生训练，新生的欢迎，有四十位新生，有四十位同学来到中间。
I was told that yesterday is supposed to be a trip sponsored by the Young Professional Fellowship, and 40 students from Brandeis University signed up.
我也知道昨天社青团契是本来也有一个去外面的一个活动有40位 Brandeis 大学的同学也来报名参加。
We don't know why God let the rain lasted one day too long.
我们不知道为什么神让这个雨多下了一天，昨天下大雨。
But we trust that as we be alert and self-control, we can pray and know what God is working in our area.
但我们也求神给我们这样一个警醒这样自守的心，让我们能够很敏锐的能够观察到这个地方的需要。
With Ruda joining us as staff,
潘牧师成为我们的传道的同工。
I recently talked to him and we are planning to have a new student ministry in Boston University area.
我最近跟潘牧师有一个交通，我们有这样的意向，要在波士顿大学开始一个学生的工作。
All these student ministry require support from brothers and sisters.
这些学生的施工都需要我们已经住在这里的弟兄姐妹的投入跟帮忙。
We live in a very affluent community.
我们住在一个相当富裕的一个社区里面。
Does God put us here to enjoy what we have?
神把我们放在这里是要我们享受这里美好的环境吗？
Or does God have a mission for us to reach out to others?
还是神也把一个意向放在我们里面，教我们要伸出我们的手去接触，去了解外面的人。
I encourage you, if you can, sign up as host families to care for these new students and scholars.
如果你有这样的看见，如果有这样的能力，非常的鼓励你去登记成为我们新生接待的家庭。
The second focus of local ministry is among the families.
在我刚刚提到的这个我们教会的施工，第二个焦点就是我们的家庭。
I put up a map in my office.
在我的办公室里面有一个地图。
And I put push pin.In every location, there is a Chinese church.
我就是在麻州许多的镇上面，只要那个镇有一个华人教会的话，我就钉一个大头钉在上面。
In eastern Massachusetts, there are 20 Chinese churches.
在麻州的东部，一共有20个华人教会。
Many are in downtown Boston and quite a few in Quincy.
好几个在波士顿市区里面，有几个是在 Quincy。
But as we extend out to other suburb areas, the churches get scared.
但是如果我们往波士顿的教区往外去看的话呢，华人教会其实就不是那么多。
And I look at the map, I see 4 holes in eastern Massachusetts.
那我看这样一个地图，在麻州的东部，我就看到四个洞。
The first hole is to our west in Boxborough area, or maybe Route 495 and Route 2 or Route 111.
第一个洞就是在我们的西北 Boxborough 沿着这个495公路 或者是111公路的一个地方。
People have to come 20 minutes, 25 minutes from there to our church.
从那里来到这个教会要开车20到25分钟。
For Christian, it is not a problem.
对于基督徒来讲，这个大概不是很大的问题。
For non-Christian, it is a barrier.
但是对于 还在慕道的朋友，这样可能是一个难阻。
We hope by the grace of God, we can build a church in that area.
靠着神的恩典，我们希望能够在那里建立一个教会。
The second hole is to our north, slightly northeast.
第二个洞就是在我们东北的地方。
In the area of North Andover and Lawrence, right there.
就是在 Lawrence, North Andover 跟 Andover, 这样一个社区。
We have about 30 to 35 families living in that area.
在我们的教会有30到35个家庭是住在那样的一个 区域里面。
They have to drive 30 minutes to come to our church.
他们要开30分钟的车来到我们教会。
Will God be convicting us to put a church out there as well?
神会不会也把这样的挑战跟意向放在我们面前，在那里建立一个教会？
Perhaps we can collaborate with the local church to do that.
或许我们可以跟我们的姐妹教会，这个LOW的这个华人教会呢，一起合作同工来完成这样的施工。
The third hole is to our south.
第三个洞在我们的南边。
Perhaps along 95 and 93, the intersection, or a little bit to the east, Route 24.
大概就是在93跟95公路往东一点到那个24号公路的开始那里。
There are people who come to our church from Plymouth. It takes an hour to come here.
我们教会有弟兄姐妹是远自 Plymouth 那边来，那 Plymouth 要开车到这里来要一个小时。
Will we be able to put a church there so that people living in Sharon, Norwood, Canton, they can drive close and to worship there?
那是否我们有这样的看见，在那里建立一个教会，使得在 Sharon, Norwood 或者 Canton 居住的弟兄姐妹不用开那么久的车？ 有一个敬拜的场所。
Furthermore, it is not for Christians, it is for reaching out to non-Christians. There are many Chinese moving into the Sharon area.
也请大家记得，这个不是只是为了基督徒，使我们崇拜方便，也是来服侍许多最近搬到Sharon地区的华人。
The fourth hole is to our east, slightly north, in the Peabody area.
第四个洞就是我们也是东北，是在 Peabody 这样一个区域。
We did some demographic study. There are close to 6,000 Asians in the Peabody Lynn area.
按照一些统计，在 Peabody 跟 Lynn 这样一个区域里面，有6000个亚裔的人在居住。
We don't know how many are Chinese.
在亚这6000个亚裔里面，我们不晓得有多少是华人。
But that certainly is another hole, so that those who live in the North Shore can attend church. Without traveling too far,
我们真的不晓得里面这个6000个人里面有多少是华人。但是如果有这样的一个聚会的场所的话，住在北边靠近海边的，他们也有一个比较靠近的聚会崇拜的一个场所。18
years ago, we planted this church building right here.
18 年前，我们就是选择了这样一块地来建立这样一个教堂。
18 years later, will there be four churches in the four halls? In eastern Massachusetts.
再过18年，在我刚刚所提到的4个洞里面，会不会有4个教会在那边服侍神？
Do we have this vision?
我们有没有这样一个意向？
It's going to take more than 3.5 million and maybe even more than 10 million.
大概所花的经费不止350万，搞不好要超过1000万。
But many of us are receivers of the sacrifice that people put in. Are we willing to become... Are we willing to sacrifice ourselves to reach this vision?
十几年前，这个教会有好些弟兄姐妹牺牲的奉献，使得我们这里的许多人能够今天在这里享受到主的恩典。
I'm going to close with talking about a German composer by the name of J.S. Bach.
今天我们在这里的人是否也愿意奉献牺牲？ 来使得未来的人能够得到这个神的恩典。最后我要用这个德国的这个大作这个作曲家巴赫所讲的一些话。
Bach once said, all music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God.
巴赫曾经有这样讲过，他是说所有的音乐除了是要荣耀神以外，都不应该有其他的结局。
He said, where this is not remembered, there is no real music, but only a devilish hub-hub.
如果音乐不是用荣耀神作为结束的话，这个就不是真正的音乐，只是一些从魔鬼而来的一些声音而已。
The same thing can be said about our lives.
同样的原则可以放在我们的身上。
Life should have no other aim and purpose other than the glory of God.
在我们的每一个人的人生里面，我们不应该有其他的目的除了荣耀神以外。
Where this is not remembered, there is no real life, but only a devilish hub-hub.
如果我们的人生不是以神的目的为目的的话，我们就没有一个人生，没有生命，只是从魔鬼而来的一些声音而已。
Every composition that Bach wrote,
巴哈所写的所有的曲子，
He putThe initial JJ.
他用一个一个 JJ 来代表这个作者。
In Latin, it means Jesus Juvenal, and it means Jesus Help Me.
他用 JJ 来开始他每一个曲子。那这个在拉丁文里面是说 Jesus Juvenal， 在英文的翻译就是说耶稣帮忙我。
And he ends every composition with another initial saying SDG.
他的所有的曲子的结束都是一个简写，叫做 SDG。
It stands for Soli Dei Gratia, meaning that to God alone be praise.
翻译成为是一个拉丁文的一个代表，但是翻译成为中文的话呢，翻译成为英文的话呢，就是说，把这个只把这个荣耀这个颂赞归给神。
Are we willing to use the same attitude to guide our life and our church?
我们是不是也愿意用同样的一个原则，同样一个态度来带领我们的教会，活我们每一天的生活？
Jesus help me.
耶稣帮忙我。
To God alone be praise.
所有的颂赞都归给神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the wonderful work you have done in our midst.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你，你在我们中间做了许多美好的事情。
And we pray that you would use us to continue your work that has been started.
我们也求你继续的来使用我们，来完成你所开始的美好的施工。
Jesus help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
And to God be the glory.
我们就是把所有的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.